You guys in all your other classes, ballet and I know like jazz and stuff, you guys work with music pretty much all the time?
Yes.
Yeah. So how has that informed choices you've made? How is it different as far as...
Because with the music, like, you're more influenced to do a certain thing or to move a certain way. And when you don't have music, you kind of just, like, have to literally improv and make it up yourself and go with the flow of your body and the flow of, like, your surroundings, which is really neat. Like, when we're outside and we have no music, we have nothing but the birds and the bees. And so we kind of just, like, listen to what they're doing and go with the nature. And it's very, very different from regular music and dance, so...
It's not like a certain beat or rhythm you have to follow with no music. You can kind of make up your own, I mean, go fast or slow or whatever. But with music, you have to, like, follow the rhythm with that.
And with that, you really do get the reaction in your body, and it changes every day. I mean, one day it can be what I was saying earlier when we were over there, was today was stillness for me, but for, you know, others it wasn't, so it can be different. But with music, like especially for ballet, because it's so regimented, and it's the same every day. You get the same movement quality every day, every day, every day. And now with an improv, it's you really do get to react more to your body and how it reacts that time. And then, you know, the next day it might be completely different.
I think, though, that you can still pay attention to the sounds that are around you. Like, just because there is no music that, you know, backs you up as far as your movement goes, you can still pay attention to the sounds. And even when we're in the studio, you can still, like, hear the breath of the person staying next to you, and you can still hear maybe people talking on the side, or you can hear, you know, hammering in the next room. Like, there's still noise around you that can inspire you or, you know, engage your mind when you're...